There are more than 1,500 women homeless in Ireland, but new research suggests state services are failing to address issues directly affecting women. Ahead of a seminar later today, the Simon Community has published a new study which shows that more than 90% of homeless women are the victims of violence. Morning Ireland's Louise Byrne has been meeting one woman with direct experience of sleeping rough on Ireland's streets.
Good evening and welcome. Against the backdrop of a worsening housing crisis,
a worsening homeless problem on the streets of our main towns and cities requires
urgent... The government today published a plan to tackle the worsening housing crisis here.
It's an issue that's not going away. Focus Ireland estimates that on any one day, there are up to 5,000 people without a home. For more than a decade on and off, Tracy, who isn't using her real name, was one of those sleeping rough on Dublin's streets.
I would have experienced domestic violence right through, like, and I try to shield the kids from it, and then you know what I mean, obviously they get to see some sort, you know, like, and because I meant to hold all this together, but yeah, it was like just violence after violence.
Struggling with her domestic situation, Tracy turned to drug abuse.
But yeah, heroin would have been me, the main like thing that I started off. I was never into any sort of drug. Even I tried, once I started on heroin, then I tried every kind of drug gone then, you know. So within 2 years, like, I found myself homeless with the children. I was just on the loose one day and I seen people I knew and I got off the loose and that was it. I just never went back to the house. Sitting there looking at people going by, going to work or bring their children to school, or look at me, I'm just, everything's passing you by and it's just hard.
How many nights would you have slept outside?
Going back just even to this last winter gone, straight from October up to April, it would have been out most nights, at least 4 nights out of every week.
Right through the winter?
Yeah.
Tracy's path to homelessness is shared by many other women. Domestic violence, drug use and other traumas form a catalyst which can culminate in homelessness. Once on the streets, women are particularly vulnerable.
It's very hard. You don't trust anyone on them streets. You don't want to trust anyone. It's, you know, you just... Yeah, it's very frightening. You're vulnerable. You're like, it makes it kind of hard. Like, even though you're not, you wouldn't be, you don't want to be a hard person. Like, you don't want to be that sort of person. It's like, you have to kind of put up this thing that you can look at yourself. It's very, it's horrible. It's like, degrading. Like, you know, like, you stick out like a sore thumb. You know, like, you still think, yeah, keep myself all right, but you're not, like.
Women and homelessness is the subject of new research published by the Simon Community ahead of a seminar on the issue later today. Niamh Randall is the organisation's national spokesperson.
The reason we decided to undertake this particular piece of research looking at women and homelessness is because we're seeing increasing numbers of women attending our services.
Do we have many or any women-only services?
There are some women-only services, and certainly what we would have found in this particular piece is it recommends targeted services, so maybe looking at women-only services, looking at services for young women, and looking at services for women who are pregnant and women and children, but also in terms of looking at existing mainstream homeless services in terms of how to make them more accessible and to adapt them to ensure they've got the flexibility to respond to these needs as well. Women would often find rough sleeping particularly difficult, and, you know, personal safety issues being of a primary concern. Again, some of the women who participated in the study had experienced maybe violence in one situation or setting and had moved out of that and unfortunately then experienced it again and again. So what we're seeing is repeating patterns of abuse and repeat patterns of vulnerability.
Tracy is one of the lucky ones. Earlier this year, she entered a detox program with the Simon Community and is experiencing sobriety for the first time in 16 years.
Anyone going through the CFC appreciate it. Like, you know, and in some cases, and in my own, it's like, now this might just sound stupid, but it's like a matter of life and death. Like, it's a lifeline for people.
That's the voice of Tracy ending that report from Louise Byrne.